This is Jerry the King Lawler, and you're listening to another wrestling podcast. I don't know why you're listening, but you are.
It's time for another wrestling podcast.
The measuring stick just changed around here, buddy. You're looking at
the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
They think they got the answers. I change the question.
The cream of the crop.
Nobody does it better.
These are the best in the world, brother. These are the best at what they do.
When we talk about the legends of the sport, there's only two in my book.
Another wrestling podcast.
Another wrestling podcast. Now can you dig that, sucker?
All right, everybody. Welcome to another wrestling podcast. This is episode number 119. I'm Jonathan Benjamin.
And I'm Steve Credo. Wow.
Busy week, Steve.
Man, is it ever. Things are moving. Things are happening, Jonathan. We're expanding, I guess, if you will. We're kind of going to be representing a little bit more than one state over here pretty soon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I will be moving to Philadelphia very shortly, and I cannot wait to get involved in the Philly wrestling scene. There's a lot of places in the United States and all over the world that are great hotbeds for professional wrestling. New York is one of them. Philadelphia is also another one. So I am looking forward to it. Another wrestling podcast. We're never going anywhere, but we are constantly expanding. So this is going to be great. I can't wait to talk to a lot of people in Philadelphia. You'll probably see Steve and I around there, but then also we'll be up in New York as well. So I'm really excited. And if any of you are listening and you have any cheesesteak places that I need to go to or anything that I should really do while I'm living in Philadelphia, please let us know.
Jonathan, I myself am a Philly native for 3 years. It's my old college stomping grounds. Go to Geno's. That's all I'm saying. That's my cheesesteak place, buddy.
Well, I'll definitely do that. I know there's Geno's and Pat's and Tony Luke's and
Just Geno's.
No?
Geno's.
All right.
It's my personal favorite. But it's gonna be fun, man. You know what? A funny story. When I went to college down in Philadelphia, the Art Institute of Philadelphia, it was at the time where there was no more ECW, and at that time when I moved, I was such a big wrestling fan. Raw, I think, was moving to TNN. So when I got to college and I got like my TV set up, my cable, the damn cable company didn't even have TNN. It was like one of those channels. And so when I went to college, Jonathan, I missed out on like so much Raw and everything. It was like it was like a drug user trying to get over drugs, and like he can't use his drugs anymore. And I was like that. So where I was hardcore wrestling. And then when I went to college, I couldn't watch Raw anymore because of that whole setup. And I was in Philadelphia. ECW was no longer going at that time. They were part of WWE. And I was like, ugh. Like, you know, I was, at the one time I could be going to Philadelphia when wrestling was, you know, going on with the ECW and all that stuff, it wasn't happening anymore. And, yeah, a lot of things fell apart when I moved to Philadelphia. But anyway, Jonathan, I'm sure you're going to have a great time down there. Nothing's going to fall apart. It's only going to get better, right?
Well, I hope so, but you just painted a very bleak picture. But no, I think it's going to be great. I know there's some great places like Chikara. There's a lot of Philly-based wrestling that I'm excited to see. So, but we have so much good wrestling around here, and I'm still here. So we need to talk about that tonight. Who is going to be joining us today that we can talk about?
Jonathan, yes. Each and every week we have one of the most I don't know. We have our own Undertaker streak going, if you will. We're not, 21-1 or anything like that, but we are 119 episodes in, and each week we've had a guest on this show from somebody in the wrestling universe. This week we have Vinny Marcellia. He is a wrestler in the Northeast. You can see him at Northeast Wrestling shows and a lot of other places around here. We're going to talk to him in a little bit and find out a little bit more about Vinny, because Jonathan, out of all these shows we've had on Finn Balor, Neville, Zeus, Jim Ross, Ken Shamrock, Dan Severn, DDP, The Million Dollar Man, AJ Styles, Edge, Bobby Roode. The list goes on and on, but we love talking to our independent wrestlers, a lot of the locals around here. We're going to get more of them on the show as the weeks go on, but stay tuned, Jonathan. I mean, if somebody is tuning in right now who hasn't listened to any of these shows before, I named some of the guests that have been on here, but where could they find all this?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Steve. They can head on over to anotherwrestlingpodcast.com. That is where we house all of our past shows. You can find us, all of our social media links, where to buy a t-shirt. It's all there, and it's a beautiful site. There's so much on there, and just check it out and check everything that we do out. There's some new things coming up. There's some surprises that I think you guys are all going to like, and we've got some big guests coming up too, so stay tuned, follow us, like us, subscribe, do all of that, and just enjoy the show.
That's right, and a big shout-out, Jonathan, to some of these guys up in Albany right now in the 1605 Alpha Class who may be listening to this very show right now. If it's your first time listening, guys, please, like Jonathan said, head on over to anotherwrestlingpodcast.com, find all the links, follow us, subscribe to us so you don't miss any other shows. Like us, tweet us, prod us, proke us, blink us. I don't know. Whatever's not going on social media, just do it. We're on there. But big shout out to you guys, the 1605 Alpha Class right now in Albany. Big things are happening. A lot more ears are listening to us today, Jonathan. So, what we do here is that we have a topic each week that we like to talk about. Before that even happens, the weeks are getting crazy with wrestling, Jonathan. I think there's not a day of the week that there's nothing semi-wrestling related going on. So let's get into the week that was with some of the biggest news happening right now, and at least the WWE, because we're pretty much WWE-oriented. We like to talk about a lot of things, but, we like to talk about the cream of the crop, too, you know what? So let's get right into it.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks that have passed now. We've got the draft has happened, the brand separation. You're starting to see the lines being drawn. Raw versus SmackDown. This is the second week. So, is there any separation anxiety for you, Steve? Like, as you're watching Raw and SmackDown, do you feel overall they've been better? Do you feel that they've been worse? What are your thoughts on what we have going on Raw and SmackDown right now?
I think it's great. I think it's perfect because I think a lot of these guys are separated now, and now that they can kind of find their own spotlight. I'll tell you right now, they love Enzo Amore, man. He is getting the mic every week at the top of every show, almost. Vince, I think, loves him. So I wouldn't be surprised for him to either get the tag team championship soon with Big Cass, or maybe even a solo title run in the near future, in the upcoming years. I think they really love Enzo, especially what he does on the mic. But like that, things like that, guys are standing out more. You head on to SmackDown, Dolph Ziggler's getting a championship, a match now at SummerSlam for the WWE Championship. A lot of things are happening, so it's good. It's good to where that's separated, because before it wasn't separated, we were just having like a Shield love fest of going back and forth of who's going to win the title. Now we're getting a few more titles in the mix. Everybody's getting their own say and whatnot on the mic. They're getting somewhat of a better spotlight than they were before. But I think the separation is going. I think a lot of people kind of were like, oh, Randy Orton's on Raw. Look how long that brand separation lasted. But Marks, this was booked before the brand separation. So come on, let it go. I mean, some people get so mad on the IWC, those keyboard warriors, Jonathan. I mean, they just complain about everything. They can't be pleased.
That is a problem. And I don't know. Like, you've got to take wrestling for what it is. There's going to be good times. There's going to be bad times. It's just like everything. If you go to a restaurant 100 times, not all 100 times are you going to get the same service. And it's the same thing with wrestling. There's times, these people are all human. The good thing is, the most important thing is that there's a lot of options out there. So if you don't like something, instead of just trashing everything, you can go on to something else. And now I feel like Raw and SmackDown are giving us a lot. They're giving us their all. And we know that it could bottom out. It could definitely do that. It could be so great, and then all of a sudden it just, goes away. But right now we're getting some competition amongst the brands, which is cool. We were getting debuting people. We're getting high-quality matches. We're getting awesome storylines. So do me a favor, next time that you are about to say something negative about the thing that you all supposedly love so much, before you go negative, just think about like two things that are positive about wrestling right now. So you may hate Roman Reigns, but we've got Enzo and we've got Alexa Bliss on main roster. So that's what I'm saying. Like, let's keep this going. We're all fans of this, and you all have your rights to say whatever you want. Like, I'm not trying to stop you, but I just think it's going to be a lot better if we all think positively, and I am positively happy about the way that Raw and SmackDown are going right now. And something that who would have thought I would be saying, this week we found out that the number one contender for the Intercontinental Championship is none other than Apollo Crews, who I think is an amazing talent who will have all kinds of stuff in the future for him if he continues on the path he's going. Steve, what are your thoughts on Apollo Crews? What are your thoughts on the Intercontinental Championship? And do you think that he would be a good Intercontinental Champion?
Jonathan, of course. I mean, this is just another example of the brand split working for guys like this. Because before, you know, Apollo Crews debuted and, you know, he's a great athlete, a great guy. But he wasn't really getting that right spotlight to shine. And now that he's on SmackDown, he's getting more matches, getting this little bump right here with the IC. You know, SummerSlam, man, is building up with these kind of matches. And it's going to be probably one of the best SummerSlams we've had in a long time. Just some of the matches they have, you know, Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton, Dean Ambrose versus Dolph Ziggler, now Apollo Crews versus The Miz for the IC Championship. You know, a lot of other ones happening, but we'll get to that on the SummerSlam show. But you know what I mean? It's just building to be such a better and bigger show. More guys getting a lot of other shots at different kind of matches that they would have never gotten before. With all this good talk going on, Jonathan, you know, and guys like Apollo Crews and all these guys who have moved up from NXT, I do have one question.
Yes.
I know, I was waiting. I didn't know how to segue into that, but that's good enough. The return of Jinder Mahal. Jonathan, with guys like Austin Aries, Bobby Roode, Samoa Joe lingering down in NXT, with the rise of Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, where does Jinder Mahal fit into this equation?
Where does he not fit is a better question. Why are you hating on Jinder?
I know, we just talked about hating, not hating things. I'm hating on this, but it's I don't know. I feel like they made so much room with the brand split to just bring in other guys, fill in these little gaps here and there. But are you telling me you're going to let guys like Damian Sandow go and Alex Riley, and you're going to bring back Jinder Mahal? Is this just because he's the token Indian guy? Come on.
Well, I don't know that it's that. I do think that everything that I know about Jinder Mahal he's been 100% consistent. They can throw him in anything, and he makes it look okay. Like, you know, when he came in, he had a certain gimmick. He's there now. He did three-man band. You know, he's just a strong hand is what I'm going to say. And I appreciate it. I'm glad he's back. Some of these guys get called up so quickly, and then they get lost in the shuffle. Hopefully now with the roster split, the brand separation, that he isn't one of those people and that he can help out. I mean, you see all these people like Rhino coming back. You see all these guys, you know, Shelton Benjamin. I'm not saying that I think that I hold Jinder in the same regards as a Shelton Benjamin or a Rhino, but I have no problem with him coming back. And now more than ever, hopefully this opens the door for some other talent to come back. And we get to see what they're really made of. You know, we get to see Tajiri in the Cruiserweight Classic. We get to see the Brian Kendrick. So I'm happy because I really enjoyed these guys' work. And so I'm taking the high road. I'm taking the positive. Instead of immediately dismissing Jinder, I'm saying, Jinder, if you're listening, which I know you are, prove all these naysayers wrong, and let's see what happens.
It's just funny to me to where it's like, you know, right now the landscape of the WWE is bigger than I think it's ever been in a while, especially with NXT, just the show itself. Now when you split SmackDown and Raw, you have all this talent. coming and going, some guys like Rhino returning. It's just funny to me that it's like out of anybody they could have brought back and put their money on or invest their money in, it's Jinder Mahal. Anyway, regardless, Jinder, hopefully we'll have you on the future show when you're future endeavored. When you get a few minutes, we'll talk to you about this.
What the hell are you doing right now?
Setting up the future shows for us. Planning ahead, Jonathan. I'm forecasting the next 119 episodes of Another Wrestling Podcast. But anyway, there's been a big week that was, and it's just getting bigger and bigger each week. There's so much other wrestling going on, Jonathan. I think TNA's still on some channel. I don't know. Lucha Underground just finished its season. There's another season coming out, but that's months down the road, and I still don't even get that channel. So we're going to stick to WWE. So many things going on in the week. I'm happy watching the Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Weekly, and that Cruiserweight Classic, so we'll stick to our guns with that one. But we are down to talk about anything else you guys want. So regardless, Jonathan, the week that was.
Today's show is brought to you by...
I am looking at the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be pop figure.
Oh, I thought you were looking at a picture of me.
Hey, you know who it is. It's Bret Hart, Jonathan. Bret Hart. A pop figure, which we got exclusively from Play and Collect. It's Beamsville's only gaming and collectible store, from Xbox to PC, from PS4 to Funko. They're the one-stop shop for all your gaming and collectible needs, guys. Head on over to playandcollect.com and make sure you head on over there to pre-order the next kind of pops that are out there. I mean, Bret Hart, this is my first pop figure, Jonathan. This is my, they broke my cherry with it. I'm new to this.
That's disgusting.
I'm new to this popping. Oh, wait.
So disgusting.
I still don't know. But anyway, regardless, guys, Play and Collect. You can follow them on Twitter, at Play and Collect. Thanks again to them. Glad we put our pre-orders in, guys. Make sure you do, too, at playandcollect.com. Thanks again for the Bret Hart pops.
Have you ever dreamed of being a professional wrestler? Then the Platinum Fitness Professional Wrestling School is the school you want. Located in Danbury, Connecticut, and led by Randy Sean Lockwood, a pro wrestler with over 15 years' experience, Randy brings his passion for wrestling, as well as his vast knowledge, to the school, with many guest trainers to enhance your knowledge, skill, and performance. If you're looking to make your dreams a reality inside the squared circle, then the Platinum Fitness Professional Wrestling School is your best choice. Call 203-628-7757 or visit PlatinumFitnessCT.com for more information.
This is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Another Wrestling Podcast in association with CelebVM. Order a personal video message from me and many other wrestlers and celebrities now. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
That's right. Head on over to CelebVM.com/AWP.
Get a personal video message for yourself or as a gift for someone else. For personal connections, shout-outs, birthdays, proposals, weddings, and much more, enter your details about yourself so the celebrity can record a personal video message especially for you, including details such as your name, age, birthday, hobbies, or whatever else you include. As soon as the video has been recorded, you'll get an email with your link so you can share it on social media or download and keep it. Celebrities record videos as and when they can, usually within 2 weeks. But if you want a video for a specific date and it does not look like it will arrive in time, you can cancel it and get an instant refund at the click of a button. There are hundreds of celebrities to choose from and many more joining every day. Search by category or genre. Buy a gift voucher, get updates and offers, and encourage your favorite celebrities to join so they can connect with fans in a fun and unique way, raise money for their charities, and much more. So order your video now for yourself or for someone else.
Celebrity Video Messages and Another Wrestling Podcast team up. Be sure to head on over to celebvm.com/AWP.
See Kurt Angle, Cody Rhodes, and the Hardy Boys live as Northeast Wrestling and the Hudson Valley Renegades present Wrestling Under the Stars at Dutchess Stadium in Wapichers Falls, New York, Saturday, August 27th. See Kurt Angle battle Cody Rhodes. Jeff Hardy takes on Japanese legend Jushin Liger, plus Matt Hardy, Jerry Lawler, Hornswoggle, The Now, and much more. Autograph session with all the stars before the matches. Tickets start at only $20, available now at NortheastWrestling.com and the Dutchess Stadium box office. See the Hardy Boys, Kurt Angle, Cody Rhodes, and more live at Dutchess Stadium on August 27th. Visit NortheastWrestling.com for more info.
right, joining us on the show today, we have a local independent wrestler who you could see at a lot of upcoming Northeast Wrestling shows if you head on over to northeastwrestling.com. He is Vinny Marcellia. Vinny, thank you so much for coming on today, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me.
Definitely. And now, from what I hear, you know, this week marks 7 years since you were trained professionally by Matt Heisen, Spike Dudley, and Ryan Drew. What can you tell us about how you first got into wrestling and training with Spike and Ryan?
Sure. So basically, just like every pro wrestler, you grow up, most pro wrestlers, I should say, you grow up as a wrestling fan. They start off just like everybody else. I'm from Rhode Island area, so I've gone to a lot of events over at the Dunkin' Donuts Center, Civic Center, that's located in Providence. My father, my family in general, as a whole, were always wrestling fans. Like during the Warrior times, Bret and Shawn Michaels times. So every time there was an event, my father, my cousins, we'd always go as like a big family thing, as a big pizza place down there, so we'd hit that, and then we'd go over to the arena for the wrestling shows, where, you know, I dressed up as the Ultimate Warrior or the Rockers or whoever I was into at the time, which are two, you know, the tag team, the Rockers and the Warriors, guys that I was into when I was younger. So I, when I got older through high school, you know, I had my buddies that like to, you know, play wrestler on the trampoline or the backyard or whatever. You have that little crew guys in ninth grade or whatever you go through high school with, and you all love wrestling. Then I ended up meeting a girl whose boyfriend actually trained at a place in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. So I went there. It was my first time stepping into a real professional wrestling ring, which, you know, I loved it. I continue to love it, even though it was a little different, more different than what I thought it would be, as it is for everybody when they first get in. But I started training with them. I did a few local, like, BFW, you know, smaller, independent, random places that nobody knows of or known of. And then Ryan Drew, who was Spike's assistant trainer at the time, who's now the head trainer at the Lockup Academy in Fall River, Massachusetts, he was at a local BFW show because they had a bar there. He was couple of miles down the road was his school, and another promotion was his top rope promotion you can see he wrestles with now. He had saw me at this VFW show, and he just kind of, you know, took a liking because I fell athletically, and, you know, I was a little taller than a lot of the other dudes at this place. I was, you know, more, I kind of was one of the guys that you could tell took it a little more serious than others. So he kind of said, you know, hey, you know, would you like to come down and train with myself and Spike Dilby? Now, at first, I was kind of intimidated because at this point in the VFW wrestling world, I'm like the guy, you know what I mean? And it's like one random hole in the wall that nobody knows of. I'm like the guy. I'm like the champion. I'm like, this is great, you know, but I really don't know anything of what I'm doing because I wasn't ever properly trained. So I ended up going to Spike Dilby's lockup school in Fall River with him and Ryan Drew. It was like myself and Matt Taven, actually, are two guys that started training together there. Then you had like Michael Bennett, who would come in from time to time. So we were all kind of like that crew at the time. So I broke in with Ryan and Spike, pretty much started from scratch. Like, I went into Spike school and wrestled around with my buddy Matt, and he basically said, you know, you guys don't know what you're doing. So it basically broke us down to a clean slate to build us back up to know what we're doing correctly.
Sure.
And ever since then is when I, you know, kind of stayed with it. Put a lot of hours and a lot of work into training, 3 times a week. And I'm actually doing this interview now. I had just gotten a training. I just pulled in. I'm outside of the facility right now. Huh. And, you know, still to this, I'm in a different facility now, but, you know, still to this day, I'm still in the ring, even though I know pretty much what I'm doing. It's always good to keep those skills sharp, you know? Hmm. So that's how I pretty much broke into it. He had discovered me at one of those random shows and invited me down. And then ever since, like, I knew, like, wow, this is actually a lot cooler once you, like, know what's going on. You know, I've been in love with it ever since. Ever since then, yeah. So seven years yesterday, actually.
Awesome. Now, what would you consider maybe that? What was the toughest part about breaking into the wrestling business? Would you say?
The toughest part in wrestling, in general, for me, is as far as I'm concerned, is it's tough to balance with what I got going on outside of wrestling. I have a wife, I have a home, I have a daughter, who's just 2 years old. So it's tough to balance that, you know, because right now at this point, let's face it, I'm not a big national star, you know, or anything like that, where I'm making like a killing here. I'm doing okay, but I'm not making a killing at all, mm-hmm. by any means. So I got to make sure that I'm able to support my family. So it's like, you know, for me now, it's, you know, it's tough to balance. And luckily I have a great wife who supports me and wants me to go as far as I can. So luckily I have that, but, you know, the biggest thing is just that overwhelming feeling of like, okay, is this going to work out or is it not going to work out? Like, what's going to happen? You know, am I going to have to go to a fallback? You know, what is exactly going to happen? Mm. Am I going to pick this up more and get better? Am I at a plateau? You know, so it's always back and forth with wrestling, but that's like the nature of the beast. You got to kind of take it for what it is.
Sure. Now, I mentioned that earlier, you know, you're a big part of Northeast Wrestling. You've been with them for quite some time now. Can you tell us a little bit about your time with them and maybe how you started with them and all your thoughts being with them since then?
Oh, yeah. I love Northeast Wrestling. I think when I think of pro wrestling, I think of like shows when I was a kid, of like interaction, the crowd being part of what's going on, and a crowd being invested in what you're doing and the characters and personalities of the show. And I think Northeast Wrestling puts out a good variety of that. I started doing little like fair shows for Northeast Wrestling, like four years ago, just some smaller shows. Michael Lombardi, who's the promoter, was having me come down just for some random spot, like fair shows, nothing big, nothing drastic, whatever. I took time off. I had my daughter. I bought my house. I took time off from wrestling, period. So when I came back, I was actually more mature. I was bigger. I was just more developed as a person, never mind wrestler. You know what I mean? So I matured not only in real life, but I matured, you know, in the ring as well. So it pretty much just came back as like a totally different guy. So now, and I think a lot of people have seen that, you know, seen that change. So it's like, okay, he went from kid Vinny to adult Vinny now. So now he's more, you know, developed and, you know, I'm ready to go. So I started doing the shows with Northeast Wrestling. I've had a lot of great shows with them, a ton of awesome experiences. I was Northeast Wrestling Tag Team Champion with Frankie Arion, and he just disappeared randomly. I've had a one-on-one singles match with Jeff Hardy. That's actually always been a match from my teenage years of being a wrestling fan that I've always wanted to happen, and it actually happened. So it was pretty wild. That was a wild moment for me. As a wrestling fan, you know, I don't care, whatever. Everybody's a wrestling fan, you know what I mean? So that was a cool moment for me. The teenage wrestling fan in me was like going ballistic. So, you know, and then I got to work, you know, the Hardy Boys together in a tag team match. Just a ton of stuff with Northeast Wrestling. I mean, I love it there. You know what I mean? That's pretty much my home base now. But I've done some other stuff with like, you know, Top Rope Promotions in my past. Well, I was with for a long time, which I won the Kowalski Cup tournament, the Killer Kowalski Cup tournament, and won twice in the year 2013 and 2015. So, you know, that was pretty cool too. And then, you know, I've done like Chaotic Wrestling, which I've been tag team champion for them as well. So I've done some cool stuff so far. Northeast Wrestling is great. I mean, if anybody can get to a show, their crowds are awesome. Their home shows in Bethany, Connecticut. There's a great atmosphere for wrestling. It's family orientated, so you know you can bring the entire family to check those out.
Definitely,
but definitely a good time.
Now, you mentioned Jeff Hardy, too. You know, Northeast Wrestling has so many amazing shows and creates some of the biggest dream matches in all of pro wrestling. Who are some of your dream opponents that maybe you have yet to face that are still around?
Ooh, in all of pro wrestling?
Sure, yeah, in all pro wrestling,
all
maybe that one day you could meet.
In all of pro wrestling, Chris Jericho is one on the list for me that I hope to someday get in there with. That would be that'd be great. You know what I mean? I would love that. And I guarantee you it would be great. There's just, the list would go on and on of, you know, dream matches. I would like to wrestle everybody that I possibly can, you know, to be honest with you. You know, I love wrestling. So anybody that can, you know, that we can make that happen with, you know, I'm totally down. But Jericho is definitely one that's been, like, in the back of the mind, like, always, you know, as a younger wrestling fan and growing up with wrestling. He's been a guy that I've always kind of, like, loved to watch his work in the ring. So Chris Jericho is definitely a guy that you can put at the top of that list.
All right. And I see a lot of things online with you, with Ink Sanity. For the fans who aren't aware of what Ink Sanity means, maybe what can you tell them about?
Ink Sanity is just, I mean, it's basically a brand that I decided to come out with that I think fits me better than anything. There are times that I'm completely out of my mind and I'm covered in ink. So, I mean, what better way? I mean, you can't deny it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. And I just think it's a cool little brand that you can kind of, like, run with, and you can, you know, come out with a lot of cool different t-shirts and different stuff with it that I think a lot of people have kind of hooked onto and latched onto and kind of admired. So, yeah, I'm kind of putting it out there, you know, just trying different stuff. You know, I like it. I think it's cool. I think the logo's cool. I think the whole thing's cool. So, I mean, I guess that's all that matters, really, right?
Sure, definitely. Now, you got some awesome tattoos, but is there any other professional wrestler out there that you would say has maybe better ink than you, or maybe up in that level?
Oh, there's tons of people that have great ink in pro wrestling. Yeah, there's a ton of guys that have, but there's also a ton of guys that have really bad tattoos. You know, but there are definitely, like, a lot of guys out there whose work that I admire for sure. You know, it's you get what you pay for. So if you want nice tattoos, you got to go spend the money and you know, put in the work for it. It is what it is, just like anything else.
How do you go about deciding what tattoos you get? Is there anything behind that?
I have one dedicated to my daughter. I have one. My entire chest piece is dedicated to it's inspired. I shouldn't say dedicated. That's a little strong, but inspired by my favorite movie, The Lost Boys. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's an old, like, 1980s.
Well, of course,
like, yeah, that's my favorite movie of all time. So I kind of have, like, the boardwalk in the background with, like, the, you know, all the carnival rides, and then, like, I have two roses with the stakes going through them, and then I have a stereo system in the middle of my chest, and then the four skulls around it, which kind of represent each vampire.
Awesome.
Because, I mean, for me to do pro wrestling, and, you know, I can't have Kiefer Sutherland's portrait in the middle of my chest. So, you know, so I made it in kind of, like, my own kind of swag way that I would envision it on me, and kind of made it my own, and that's what I came up. It's actually my favorite piece. I love it. So,
sure.
Looks good in photographs, too.
Definitely. And now, you know, as we mentioned earlier, too, you've been around the business right now for about 7 years, this week, seven years. What would you consider maybe the greatest moment of your career thus far? I mean, you mentioned meeting Jeff Hardy in the ring was great, but was there one moment maybe that stood out beyond anything else, or maybe
so far? So far, I mean, that one is definitely up there, just that's a, you know, a dream as like a young guy. But overall, my career, I'd say me versus Jay Lethal for the Ring of Honor World title, which was this past April in my hometown. So that was probably my career highlight so far, you know, because that title has been passed through a lot of hands, you know what I mean? A lot of respectable hands in pro wrestling. So it was an honor for me to, you know, stand across from Jay performing for the Ring of Honor World title in a one-on-one match in my hometown. I mean, that was probably my highlight so far. My career was great.
Awesome. Now, you're making quite the name for yourself on the independent level, but do you have any personal goals as far as the wrestling business goes?
It's kind of hard to tell because wrestling's so unpredictable. You know what I mean? It can just, anything can happen at any time. You know what I mean? I'm not sure where I'm going to go. I'm not sure what's going to happen. You know, I really don't know. But I'm willing to put in the time and the work to see how far it takes me. Mm-hmm. That's for damn sure, you know. But I also got to remember that I do have a family to support, too. So whatever decision I make, I want to make sure it's the best decision for myself and my family, you know, and not just myself.
Definitely.
You know, so.
There's so much wrestling happening weekly now, from WWE to Ring of Honor to anything and everything you could possibly find on the internet. Do you watch wrestling right now to the point that you're involved in to still take it in and to watch, to learn new things of what's going on? I mean, all in all, do you still watch what's happening around now?
I do and I don't. I'm around it so much that I hear and kind of know what's going on anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But I like, if I'm going to like go back and I'm going to study a lot, I watch everything. You know what I mean? I watch all different kinds of wrestling, from top to bottom, anything. But right now, recently, I've been watching a lot of older stuff. Like, you know, 80s, you know, 90s, like just, I always rewatch older stuff back. And I watch some new stuff too. So it's like a mix of everything, really. I just put on wrestling and just, you know, just watch whatever I can, basically.
Sure.
You know, so
yeah, that, for us, you know, it's with the WWE network now, to where it's nice, to where we don't have to go buy the DVDs and all that. We could just pay the $10 and watch anything we want from whatever time. So that's what's great about being a wrestling fan these days, I guess, because they don't have the struggle of getting the VHS tapes or just buying a million DVDs.
Yeah.
So,
and like I believe there's something out there for everybody. You know what I mean? Wrestling is really really no rules. You can pretty much do whatever you want. So there's something out there for everybody to enjoy. You know, some guys like the guys that do a bunch of spots, some guys like the other thing. You know, it's just, there's something for everybody. So it's kind of cool. And I enjoy all of it. I enjoy a little bit of everything.
Lightning round.
The next tattoo do you have in mind?
Oh, something Goonies related on my leg.
All right. How about your favorite band?
I'm a big fan of there's a few, like Manson, Stone Temple Pilots, Pearl Jam's up there, all those kind of things.
All right. Who do you think the toughest guy in Northeast Wrestling is?
Me.
Favorite movie of all time?
Low Off Life.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we said it right before, too. How about, has there been the worst injury you suffered wrestling-related?
Dislocated shoulder.
Ooh, all right. And some people would be surprised to know about you.
I'm afraid of sharks. I mean, I don't know. That was just a random thought. But I am afraid of sharks. And the reason why I said that, because there was another shark sighting in Cape Cod, and I was asked to go to the beach today, and it freaked me out. So.
Well, don't invite Vinny over for Shark Week, ladies and gentlemen.
yeah. Don't. Or if there's any sharks in your pool, please release them into the ocean so I can swim in your pool.
Well, Vinny, you know, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Where can the fans who are listening to you right now keep up with you on social media and all that?
Oh, absolutely. You can check me out on Twitter. It's at Vinny_Marsellia, and that's MarsegLia. And same thing as Instagram, and Facebook is also the same thing as well.
Well, great. Vinny,
and I got a lot of Ink Sanity shirts coming out, so make sure you check those bad boys out. And thank you guys for having me tonight, seriously.
Definitely. And we'll see you at all the upcoming shows for Northeast Wrestling. Make sure you head on over to northeastwrestling.com and pick up your tickets today. And we'll see Vinny at a show sometime in the near future.
Absolutely. See you guys there. Thank you.
Now, Jonathan, as of late, you know, at one point, I felt like the WWE wasn't going to sign any indie guys, any TNA guys, any guys other than their farm system down in NXT. But lately, this past year, it's just seemed like a whole different universe, man. I feel like they've been plucking all the top talent from all the top indies across the country. Are they killing the independent scene right now, or what's happening? Because I feel like a lot of these guys are just getting signed down in NXT, and then some of the guys are just going straight to the main roster, like Carl Anderson, if you will, from New Japan. So there's a lot of things happening out there, a lot of things that haven't been happening like this in a long time. What do you think's the mindset of the WWE right now with plucking the best there is, the best indies out there?
Well, I think that it's smart. Obviously, WWE's a business. They know who can make money, and they're going for that. You know, look how much of a reaction guys like Sami Zayn, guys like Kevin Owens, like these people. Now there are homegrown talents that they're creating, which is great. You know, Bayley and all these new people that are coming in, Alexa Bliss, like I said, American Alpha. These people are all, you know, pretty much homegrown, and that's amazing. But they're also sweeping up all the WWE looks at the independents basically like all of you other people look at the Pokemon Go game. They got to catch them all. That's what's happening right now. So. It's incredible because it gets these matchups like we're never going to see. You know, you never thought you would see Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens in the WWE. You never thought you'd see Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins. Like, this is incredible. And I think I don't have a problem with it. The only problem I have is now that WWE has started to catch on and to see how much talent is out there, is that, you know, there are some places that are probably starting to take hits because of their top guys are leaving. But it looks like a lot of them, even though they're signed to the CWC or NXT, they can still take independent bookings, which is something that's new with WWE, which I'm all for. It makes it a whole lot more interesting if you're at a indie show somewhere in, you know, Piedmont, North Dakota, and Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano are there, because guess what? You just saw them on Wednesday on NXT. So I think it's great. I hope that more of this happens. I never thought I'd see one of my favorites of all time, Austin Aries. I never thought I was going to see Bobby Roode there. I'm so excited that this is happening. And poaching or not, I think it's good for wrestling in general.
Yeah, and you know what's a little bit different too, now I'm thinking about it, it was with the CWC, this whole Cruiserweight Classic they have going on. You know, a lot of guys who may not get signed by the WWE, I still think they're getting that rub of being on WWE programming to now, when they go to the independent scene, guys, you know, they're going to be like, oh, this guy was in the Cruiserweight Classic, you know what I mean? To where if they didn't really have that big of a name, like, I mean, if they had that name in, like, the Northeast or the Southwest or wherever they're from, now they have it nationally to where now they can get booked all over. And it's almost like this Cruiserweight Classic, if you will, was kind of like making stars for the future. To where, okay, granted, Raw's going to have that Cruiserweight division now, but I'm guaranteeing they're not going to have, like, all 50 guys, you know what I mean, at once. They're going to have, like, a handful of the top guys that were in it, but, you know what I mean, I feel like what they did with that, it's, you know, just being on WWE TV, man, I feel like it's given them such a good bump in the indies. And even like these jobbers or enhancement talent that have come in the past few weeks on Raw fighting guys like Braun Strowman or Nia Jax, you know, once again, they were seen on WWE TV. They were seen on Raw. It just makes them stand out a little bit better in the indies. I mean, granted, some of these guys that Braun Strowman fought aren't going to be exactly world, you know, heavyweight championship material. But, you know, I don't know. It kind of gives them a little bit of a rub to say, hey, they were famous for that 15 minutes, but I still feel that, you know, with this NXT, with the whole, you know, that whole system that they have going, you know, it's good, but at the same time, you're taking all these top guys from around the country, and it's like, who do we have left now? What kind of independent places are going that have, like, any superstars that people even know? I don't know.
Well, you know, we talk about it a lot. We're in the Northeast, which we are fortunate enough to get good wrestling around us all the time. And it really, like I said, I'm moving to Philly, and I know it's still gonna, I'm still gonna get good wrestling there, but I can't help but to feel a little bit bad for some of the other places around the world, and even in the United States. A place that is doing similar to what WWE is doing right now is Northeast Wrestling. We get to go to these shows. You get to see homegrown talent, guys like Brian Anthony, the Battle Brothers, like all these people that are basically homegrown. Then you get to see people who are wrestling for NXT right now, who are wrestled for, or who wrestled for them. You get to see guys that used to be in the WWE. You get to see legends that were in the WWE, Hall of Famers, celebrities. They do it all, and they've done it consistently for a long time. And that's the thing. If you want to be a successful indie, no matter if WWE takes some of your talent or not, you have to adapt and adapt to survive, basically. And that's exactly what we've got. I mean, we're talking Wrestling Under the Stars, which has been a show that we've went to many years in a row now. And one of the big ones that I know we're going to be at is in August, and it's at Dutchess Stadium. And you've got Cody Rhodes, Kurt Angle, Jushin Thunder Liger, the Hardy Boys, Hornswoggle, Jerry Lawler. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. This is what independent wrestling has become, and this is what it needs to stay if the indies are going to thrive and survive.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not that it's mixed with some you know, some legends and top talents that are still out there that can wrestle for independent places like this. But, you know, you even have the homegrown talent, like you said, you know, from the Now or Poughkeepsie Zone, you know, adding in the local talent, the local guys with these other stars, it makes the show much more, you know, superb than a lot of other indie shows. Because a lot of other indie shows in the area, you know, they're like, it's John Doe versus, you know, Jim Bob or whatever. And it's like they don't make their own stars, but companies like Northeast Wrestling make their own stars, you know. So it's much more, almost more than an independent, if you will. You're looking at this as just the whole company. Granted, you know, you have guys like you said, coming up on August 27th, Wrestling Under the Stars for Northeast Wrestling. You have Jeff Hardy versus Jushin Thunder Liger for the first time ever. Where else, you know, like things like that, where they come up with these kind of matches that you can't see anywhere else or haven't seen anywhere else. It puts them above any other independent, you know, company. They don't even need that label as an independent company, you know. But a lot of them don't do this. I think a lot of independent places just don't have the knowledge of putting shows together like this, because I think a lot of the independent places out there is that everybody wants to be a wrestler, so they all throw them in the same place, and I don't think they just know how to handle the talent, especially when the WWE is going around and, you know, handpicking your best guys to where then they leave them with the B squad, if you will. And there's no offense to the B squad of guys out there, because we're all part of the show, but you know what I mean? To where you lose all that top talent. What's the next top talent after that when WWE owns these guys?
Yeah. And it's just, you know, it kind of goes to show you can see some of these promotions have been around a long time. Some of them are fly by night. We've all been to an indie show or two that we don't know how they ever made, you know, the show work. And they probably just barely cover their costs or whatever. But professional wrestling is so amazing. We get to see so much of it, and it's just nice to see that, you know, it's going to be around for a long time. There's times when I've questioned, you know, is wrestling going to be around in 10 years or whatever? But it's the resurgence of these independents and what WWE is currently doing. I think that finally they are catering to the people that they probably never thought they would be catering to. Yeah, they want kids, and they can do that with getting people in bright masks and colored things and whatever, but they're also catering to us, the hardcore fans, not hardcore as in hardcore wrestling, but the lifelong fans that you know what they want and are very vocal about it. And bringing these guys in, I think, is great as a whole for the business. You know, there's still a lot of good talent out there, like the Young Bucks are still out there, Kenny Omega, Joey Ryan. There's so many good independent people that, you know, the whole system of professional wrestling has really just changed, and I think for the better. I don't know that, you know, what WWE is doing is going to change that. And I think that WWE is being smart about it and not taking everybody at once, because if they wanted to, they could. They could literally take everybody, and then, you know, that would be that. But,
I got a question for this one, too. I'm just thinking about to where – now, with the whole Heath Slater thing going on right now, where Raw hasn't signed him, SmackDown hasn't signed him, I read some little rumblings online about, you know, oh, Evolve might sign him to have him go there and, you know, put a little spotlight on there since they're using guys from there and the CWC and all that stuff. But – do you think, and I'm not saying everybody, but do you think it would be a smart move to have guys that, you know, maybe your mid-card guys, obviously, not your top talent, but just some guys who are signed to WWE who you're probably not using as much, maybe like guys like Jack Swagger or Heath Slater or stuff like that, to be allowed, like TNA allows and Ring of Honor allows other guys to work independents, to allow some of these guys with the WWE contract to maybe work a few shows, not, you know, crazy amount of shows, but I don't know. Do you think it'd be a smart move to let some of these guys that they're really not using as much to work some independence? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And once again, it helps all parties involved. It really does. If Heath Slater goes to Evolve, it gives some attention to Evolve. Then, you know, he can stay down there, work with new people. It's just like it's the circle of life, if you will. So, I think it can work beautifully. I think we've seen it done now. What better thing would you think than like being at a local independent show, the lights go out, all of a sudden the lights come back on and Jack Swagger's in the middle of the ring, you'd lose your mind. Huh. In WWE, he's a small fish in a big pond. In any independent show across the country, he's a big fish in a small pond. And I think it would be really cool. And that's what wrestling, I think with the dirt sheets and I think with everything else, everybody is so quick to judge, and they're not too, you know, they can't wrap their heads around this thing. So I think it's a really cool thing to do, and I hope that those sorts of things happen. I think that people want instant gratification. They don't always get it. And so this is a way to kind of help that out and help the wrestling business in general.
That's right. And if you're listening to us right now, please let us know where you're from, what maybe is the biggest independent promotion by you, and, you know, tell us your feedback. You can call our hotline, and it's not Mean Gene at the other end. It's not going to cost you $1.99 a minute. It's free of charge. It's just like calling someone's voicemail. You're going to hear me. And then after that beep, you leave your message. I think you got like 2 or 3 minutes to leave whatever you want to ramble on with. But please, we want to hear from you. Tell us about what we're talking about. Add your own 2 cents in, and we'll play the best calls on next week's show. Call it at 802-297-7672. That's 802-AWP-7672. Or you can tweet us. You can Facebook us. Let us know. We will read the best ones on the air, or we'll, you know, email us, whatever you want to do. If you don't want to talk on the phone, email us. If you don't want to email us, Facebook us. If you don't want to Facebook us, tweet us. If you don't want to do that, then just keep listening to the show. But regardless, Jonathan, I think, you know, at the end of the day, I'm kind of curious to where the independent landscape will be by the end of the year, and even in the beginning of early next year, because like I said, it's interesting what they're doing right now, because especially with the CWC, especially with the re-implementation of jobbers and whatnot, you know, to where it's almost like they're giving a little bit of rub to the independents by sticking these guys on TV for a little bit. You know, not like I'm saying, you know, they're not making main event stars, but they're just making more face recognition with a lot of these guys from around the country. So it's going to be interesting, you know, to see what happens. But I'm still curious of how many more guys get plucked from the independents, who will be next, and, you know, what the landscape will look like. But I think for us in the Northeast, with Northeast Wrestling especially, I think we're in a good... we're in a good area, though, still. So I think we're not going to be hurt by this.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, you brought it up. You can't wait to see. We're going to watch this all play out right in front of our very eyes. And that's why you need to keep listening. We want to thank everybody who listens each and every week. And we're so happy that you do. We love to do this. And we love just to talk about wrestling. And we get to do that with you all listening. So keep in tune. Listen to the shows. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you hate. Tell us what we can do better. I'm sure you all have something that you can tell us. And you know what? We've got, like I said earlier, we've got a lot of cool things planned. So just stay tuned.
Well, that's the show. We want to thank you all for listening today.
Every week we do this show free of charge for you, the fans.
And if you're wondering how to repay us, we have just the thing.
Subscribe to us on iTunes.
Hey, and while you're there, be sure to rate us and give us a good review.
If you're looking for more information about AWP, then head on over to anotherwrestlingpodcast.com.
We are all over social media, and you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and more.
If you are an AWP superfan, you can also show your support by going over to prowrestlingtees.com/anotherwrestlingpodcast and buying one of our official AWP shirts.
We couldn't do this show without you, so tune in next week for
Another Wrestling Podcast.